It's been awesome. We knew it would be a benefit coming down here, yeah. But being here full-fledged has been huge. And it's, you know, being in the meetings, not just with our coaches, but all our scouts are in the meetings too. So it's been really good. Our coaches have done a good job kind of creating an environment where the players, we're getting them to talk more. We really get a good feel for their football intelligence. Mm-hmm. So it's been good.
Do you feel farther ahead than maybe past years because of this opportunity?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's definitely a huge benefit. There's certain things you come in with some preconceived thoughts, and you get here and either some of those things are confirmed or maybe it makes you take a little closer look at somebody else we weren't talking about. So, you know, there's some things you might question a guy's football intelligence on the surface, but we get in here, we get in the meetings, we get those guys talking, and you really are able to confirm a lot of things. Yeah, you know what's interesting is you'll come into some of these games, you'll come in, hey, I don't know what this guy's football intelligence is, maybe on some of the test result numbers we have. And we sit here in meetings with them all week, and by the end of the week, it's quickly answered. Hey, I don't care what that number says, this guy's football intelligent, or this guy's, you know, good with his teammates, or this guy loves football. Those are things that, you know, a week's time span really reveal themselves. And I think, you know, as these other teams start exiting here this week, I expect these guys to let their guard down a little bit more too, and it's going to be good for us. So our antennas are up, and it's been awesome. Our coaches have been really good, and our whole staff's been great this week. You know, what's good is that, again, our coaches, getting them to instead of our coaches standing in front of the room talking the whole time, it's getting the players to talk more and kind of go. You can feel their football intelligence the more they talk. So that's been the best part. And again, we got different scouts in each position room, so that's been good.
Yeah. Which rooms have you spent the most time in?
All of them. The good part, too, is, with really three new coaches down here, it's almost like a little bit of a training camp for them, too, and getting used to our staff and everybody working together. So that's been beneficial.
Ryan, even if you can't name names, can you already at this point see the benefit of having your coaching staff down here? Have you already, at least in your mind, have you seen that there's going to be a benefit?
100%, yeah. There's guys right away that, you know, we're talking about that have we're all on the same page with, you know, and not only what they're doing on the field, but what they're doing behind the scenes. And I think I told you guys this before. It's not just with our coaches or with our scouts. It's with our support staff. So talking to our equipment manager, Tony Medlin, or talking to Nate Bresky, our head trainer, and, you know, how those guys, you know, how a guy treats your third trainer, it can be a little revealing, you know, instead of how they're talking to me or how they're talking to Coach Fox. Yeah, it carries a lot of weight. I think there's nothing that can really substitute that. It's already a big jump from college to the NFL as it is. So the more of that you have, definitely the more beneficial it is. And I think you can feel it with a lot of these guys that have, you know, played a lot of college football at a high level. And we can feel it out here. You know, they're picking up things really quick.
So you see quarterbacks every year who come out who maybe have played a season, maybe, you know, a season and a half. Are there extra work that you have to do in those cases when a guy just doesn't have the depth of the experience?
You really got to do your due diligence because it's just, yeah, it's hard. I mean, like I said, it's a big jump as it is, especially the type of offenses a lot of them are coming from. So, yeah, you got to be careful with that.